John Gilligan uses a common analogy to explain just how serious the cybersecurity problem is across federal agencies and industry.
We're bleeding badly, and we really need triage, and we need to focus on what are the things that are going to help keep this patient alive.
Gilligan is a former chief information officer in the Air Force and for the Energy Department. He also advised the Obama transition team on technology for the Defense Department and the intelligence community. And Gilligan is one of the main authors of a new consensus audit guide that recommends 20 ways to fix the largest holes in federal networks.
One of the objectives then was to leverage what we know about the offensive capabilities that are being used against us to inform how we should defend. Another motive for the consensus audit guidelines is the realization that I couldn't focus on everything, and in fact, while well-intended, the guidelines that are provided to support legislation, the FISMA legislation in particular, are quite comprehensive. And many organizations, mine included, struggled with, well, where's the biggest payoff? Where should we focus our efforts? And what the guidelines provide is a very nice process for doing a risk-based identification of where the vulnerabilities might be for organizations, and then to implement security controls.
Several federal agencies, including the Homeland Security Department, the National Security Agency, and Energy, helped develop these guidelines. The Center for Strategic and International Studies and the SANS Institute also helped lead this effort. The group will accept comments on the report through March 23rd. Alan Paller is the director of research for the SANS Institute.
So why will the CAG change security? And the answer is that it uses actual attack information that have been, the attacks that have been and are being launched against government and industry to identify the most critical controls. Before you had the CAG, agencies had to choose controls from what NIST calls its catalog of controls. The problem was that the agencies didn't have the data on the attacks. They only knew of a couple attacks, maybe a few attacks, and they didn't have the forensics data. So they didn't know which of the controls were most important. And they, in particular, they didn't know how to implement them. And worse, they didn't know how to measure their effectiveness. And this last element was particularly a problem for the IGs because they were asked to evaluate federal security programs without any guide on what's important and what isn't, or how to measure.
Paller adds the criticism of the Federal Information Security Management Act, or FISMA, is that it has been too process-driven and too static. FISMA required the National Institutes of Standards and Technology to develop a catalog of security controls, but NIST did not tell agencies which ones are most important. Paller, Gilligan, and others believe this has been a huge hole in federal cybersecurity. Ed Skotis is a cybersecurity expert. He says the guide will evolve as the attacks change.
Sometimes when you look at lists like this, they tend to focus on attacks of, say, 5 years ago or even 10 years ago. And while we still need to defend against those older style attacks today, if that's all you defend against, if you defend against the attack vectors of a decade ago, I'd like to say you're going to get owned. It's just going to happen. The bad guys are constantly adapting their capabilities, adapting their techniques. And we need to have defenses against, yes, the oldies but goodies. You can't let your guard down for that. But also the new stuff. The CAG is actually really finely tuned against the older attacks as well as the newer attacks.
SCOTUS points to two types of attacks that are most prevalent. Malware or phishing scams is one of the biggest. The other is directed from the Internet.
With client side, you have some client program, such as a browser, or maybe it's a mail reader, or maybe it's a document rendering tool, like your PDF viewer tool, or maybe a audio playing tool or a video playing tool. The user pulls back content using that tool. Maybe they browse to a website. Content comes back to their site, and it exploits their browser or their content reading tool and so forth. This is a big attack vector today.
The document provides agencies not just with information on the attacks, but what are the best ways to defend against those attacks. And 15 of those 20 fixes can be implemented automatically, saving the agency time and money. SCOTUS says this is why these guidelines are better than most.
The consensus audit guidelines aren't focused just on prevention. If you look at a lot of lists like this, they focus on prevention. Let's keep the bad guys out in the first place. And unfortunately, while prevention is a good idea, you certainly want to achieve it, if you put all of your eggs in the prevention basket, you're going to lose because your preventative defenses are not going to be perfect. the bad guys will find holes in your armor and they will get in. That's why the CAG talks a lot about preventative defenses, but it also gets into defenses associated with identifying the attackers in your midst and getting rid of them. So you'll see that there's stuff in there that talks about we need to have defenses that stop the attacker from getting in. We need to have defenses that stop them from staying in by identifying them when they're on our system. And we need to have defenses that disrupt the attackers so that they can't take action when they're on our internal system.
The guidelines, however, are not mandatory and will not be until NIST signs on to make them a piece of their broader IT security special publications. Gilligan says NIST has reviewed and commented on the guidelines.
NIST has been doing their own internal evaluations of how the consensus audit guidelines map to their current guidelines. In fact, some portions of the updates of 853, which is their document that describes security controls, some of the updates, in fact, have been influenced by the consensus audit guidelines. So the NIST folks at this point are anticipating additional comments back from both government and industry to help inform their decision on how to proceed, you know, forward.
He adds that the CIO Council also is paying close attention to the recommendations. Gilligan briefed the Security and Identity Management Committee in January. The CIO Council also is helping find agencies to pilot the use of these guidelines over the next few months. Paller calls this effort key to gaining wide acceptance of these security controls. He adds that the reaction from agencies and private sector experts already has been very positive. Agencies can begin implementing these fixes immediately, he adds. Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.